Welcome back. You're listening to Voices from the Frontlines on KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, and throughout the world on the web at kpfk.org. On the phone, we have Jeremy Lujad and Shiraj Chadwick with California for Justice, who will be talking to us about, you know, a statewide campaign to stop high school exit exams. Just to give a brief history, 2 years ago, a series of coalitional organizations were able to basically enforce a moratorium on exit exams for high school students. And we got Jeremy and Shiraz to talk to us about this upcoming fight that they have to contend with. So welcome to the show, Jeremy and Shiraz.
Hi. We also have another student from Poly High School in Long Beach, Leonay Lopez, is going to be with us too.
Great. So let's talk about let's talk first about what is the high school exit exam.
So the high school exit exam is a high stakes test that was introduced into California in 2001, I believe. And the idea is that all students in the state of California, originally starting in the year 2004, would have...
We need you to pick up the phone, brother. Is that okay? We need one person at a time.
Hello?
There you go.
Yeah, so originally it was supposed to start this year, 2004. Students would have to pass a math portion and an English language arts portion in order to get their high school diploma. But as you said, the Campaign for Quality Education and other organizations were able to get to a delay on the implementation of denying diplomas until the year 2006.
Right, and in many ways, this is part of a systematic question of what a lot of politicians are calling accountability on schools that are already unequally funded, that already have lack of schools and has more cops than books. So let's talk about some of the experience from the students about what to expect and what have been sort of relatively the problems with the actual exam.
Yeah, so I can get one of the students here to talk about some of the problems with the exam and, you know, some of the challenges that low-income students and students of color face in particular.
Yes, hello?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Good. So talk to us about this question around these exams and what's the impact it has on students and what are the difficulties that people find in them?
Well, as you know, that if a student doesn't pass a high school exit exam, he doesn't get to graduate high school even if he has the A through G requirements to get out of high school. And the problem with this is, like, they send us in to take these tests without the right credential teachers or the right school materials we need to pass the test. So we go in there not really knowing anything about the test, and, like, they give us subjects that we haven't really learned or we haven't been taught yet, and they expect us to pass. And the problem with these are, like, some of the students don't get the work that don't get the problems or the answers or the questions on the test. So, like with the OTL problems, opportunity to teach and learn. Have you heard of that?
No, OTL? Go ahead. Explain that to folks.
The opportunity to teach and learn is that it's sort of like a report card for school in Long Beach or just all around the state of California. It grades us on textbooks, credential teachers, and the materials we need. And it's proven that, like, schools with zero OTL, opportunity to teach and learn problems, they have lower scores. They have higher scores of passing than the schools with, like, say, one, two, or three OTL problems. You see what I'm saying?
No, absolutely. And probably a lot of schools got four. So tell us about this bill. What are you trying? You're working with Gloria Romero, right?
Yeah.
And Assemblywoman Karen Bass. They're both members of the Gloria's a state senator.
State
right
senator,
now.
Yeah.
What's the bill about? What are you trying to get done, and how do people help you?
Well, yeah, actually, we have two bills.
Okay.
One is the Assembly Bill 1531 by Karen Bass, who cries that the State Board of Education to review other criteria by which high school students who are regarded as highly proficient but unable to pass the exit exam may demonstrate their competency to receive a high school diploma. And the Senate Bill 517 by Senator Gloria Romero delays the denial of high school diplomas until specific conditions have been satisfied. So until they give us the materials we need or the credentialed teachers we need to pass the test.
So let's talk to Jeremy. Jeremy, where are we at? I know what essentially happened with both of these bills is that they were just introduced last week, and they're about to go in through the formal process of going through the different committees. Let's talk about some of the folks who will, you know, what are the challenges did you expect in the process of sending this through the legislature?
Right. Well, I mean, first of all, one of the differences in the struggle around the exit exam this time around versus the last time around, as you said, is that we have to, you know, get it to the legislature, and then we have to get the governor to, you know, sign legislation that would change the impact of the exit exam. What happened last time is the State Board of Education was able to delay the diploma penalty portion, but beyond that, they didn't really have power to do anything. So as Sherrod was saying, we have two bills out there, one sponsored by Karen Bass that would require the state to look at other criteria by which students could demonstrate whether or not they know what they need to know in order to get a diploma, which is something that the original exit exam legislation required, but there wasn't a deadline for the state to do that, so it's going to put a deadline that they have to do that by next February, so that students, if they're going to end up taking the exit exam as a high-stakes test next year, would have other opportunities to graduate. You know, so that's something that other states across the nation actually don't tend to use exit exams as the only measure by which students need to graduate. So we think that there's going to be some support for that, but also there's going to be opposition just around the whole issue of what you brought up earlier, accountability, in that folks have, you know, framed accountability as high-stakes assessment of students and students, you know, basically being punished for being in the schools with the fewest resources. So our task is really going to be to educate the public and legislators who, you know, maybe not be as aware of the resource problems facing students of color and low-income students about this is really an opportunity to learn problem. And if not, the exit exam isn't showing whether or not students are learning and have been able to learn things, but showing whether or not they're going to schools that actually prepare them to succeed. So we know that we're going to have, I think, some ideas around theory and how, you know, how students learn. But we've also, you know, been able to see that the high school exit exam really does nothing to improve education. It just puts more pressure on students. And one of the things we're worried about is going to lead to dropouts. And I'd just like to add also that we do have the support of some pretty mainstream education institutions and psychological institutions like the American Psychological Association that say that using a single test to decide whether or not a student graduates is unethical, but we're just going to have to be out there educating the general public and educating legislators, you know, who might say, well, I can't be soft on accountability. I've got to, like, show students and parents in my, you know, Senate or Assembly district that we're strong on education accountability. So there is going to be some fights around that, I think.
Where's the governor on this?
Have
you reached out to him? Have you talked to him?
We haven't had a chance to meet with him yet. I know he wasn't governor when the exit exam was originally introduced. It was introduced under Gray Davis. So I think one of the things is we're trying to figure out, you know, a strategy where, you know, the governor will be convinced that this test is unfair and unethical. I mean, one of the things we do know is that he settled the Williams case this past August. And by settling the case, he acknowledged that many schools in the state of California that are, you know, predominantly low-income and probably students of color have unequal learning conditions. And he said California has a commitment to make sure that schools are equal. So we think if he's going to say that schools are now unequal, in California that, you know, how can we proceed to use a standardized test that, you know, shows, you know, students, only students that have adequate resources will pass it. Early signs that we have show that he's not as invested as Davis was. We did, some of our organizers had a meeting with his staff, so it's not something that he's as strongly backing politically as Davis was.
Well, I'm glad you said that because, you know, I think we all ought to stop all this the Terminator, like he's a one-dimensional monster. I mean, the biggest monster that I've ever operated under has been Gray Davis. Gray Davis wouldn't let women out of prison who clearly killed in self-defense, never would not even let people out of prison who the parole board let out. Arnold Schwarzenegger has let out, I don't know the number, I got to get the numbers, but more than 50 people that were convicted of violent crimes, who the parole board gave paroles to, and he is allowing the parole board to do his job. I have no love for Schwarzenegger, that's not the point, but this, you know, all of a sudden the Democrats acting like this terrible guy, you know, he's actually made some moves on the youth authority, he's discussing the possibility of prisons supposedly having rehabilitation, not punishment. So he's a mixed bag, and I think we want to be careful to neither give these bloodthirsty Democrats any props that they don't deserve, and caricature Schwarzenegger as if he's not a serious person. He is his worst politics is around corporate giveaways. I mean, he's not reactionary on social issues as much as he is reactionary around letting the corporate class just take over the whole state. I mean, that's his biggest weakness. But I think it's really important that we make the case. And that, as you just said, your whole tone was, let's not assume Schwarzenegger's against us. Let's make a real good case and try to win him over. Because then the next thing we worry about is the ghost of Gray Davis showing up.
I mean, I think, you know, that it's going to be a complex situation, though. I mean, we still have to worry about holding the governor accountable. During his campaign, he made a lot of promises about fighting for education, and that was going to be a big issue for him, but now he's proposing to reform Proposition 98, you know, which sets aside a certain amount of money for education in California schools each year. We know that he bypassed it last year, and he's talking about doing it again this year, and cutting, you know, upwards of $2 billion from public education again. So that is a concern, so it's not like it's a cut-and-dry issue by any means with the governor. I think it's going to be something that we're going to have to do a lot of education, awareness raising, getting the facts out there, I think is going to be really important, that, you know, accountability is important, but it's not only important that students be held accountable, but the state and, you know, the whole public institution of California be held accountable to provide the resources and the learning conditions that students need so they can succeed in life, not just succeed in an exam. We had a recent legislative visit with Senator Betty Carnett, who's a former teacher, and she and her staff person were saying that it's, you know, it's unfair to base a person's whole future in their life on one test. So it's like we have to make sure that, you know, we're creating multiple opportunities for students to not only be held accountable but to succeed.
Absolutely. So real quick, we're going to move to our next guest and take a break. Jeremy, tell us. I know CEJ is involved, CFJ is involved. There's a statewide coalition. What's it called?
Yeah, the Campaign for Quality Education, which is over 100 organizations across the state. We're actually going to be, our next step is we're going to be having a statewide summit March 12th at UCLA, where we're going to be strategizing both sort of the short-term battle around the exit exam and the long-term battle around educational justice in California.
How do people reach you if they want to get involved in this fight?
They can call us at area code 562-951-1015, or they can get on the internet at caljustice.org.
Keep us informed as the struggle continues. Thanks so much for you and Sherrod for being with us.
Thank you.
So we'll be right back with